It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Illinois State University graduate students are closer to unionizing. The students have gathered enough signatures to request formation under the Service Employees International Union. An eventual agreement with ISU would cover about 500 students who teach, run labs, grade papers, and conduct research. Trevor Rickard is a doctoral student in biology. Eric Zdansky is a graduate student in the sociology department. They're helping to organize the union at ISU. Zdansky called a successful strike an eventual agreement reached by University of Illinois grad students with the administration timely. And he said a strike by students at ISU is an open question.
Strikes have been historically a very powerful tool for unions. And, you know, in the past 20, 30 years, that power has been diminished through various laws that have been enacted. And in terms of whether or not a strike could happen, that's a matter of choice. If negotiations break down between administrators who make budgetary decisions, if they make that choice of whether or not they don't agree with modest improvements for graduate assistance.
A strike, though, Trevor, is something that you would pull out of that toolbox probably as a last resort, right? You don't start with a strike.
No, of course not. I mean, this is something that happens when negotiations break down. And at this point, that's not something that we've encountered.
You're not even really negotiating yet, are you?
You're still
in the process of organizing the union.
Right. We filed our union, yes, but we're in the process right now of democratically deciding what we'd like to see on our contracts. And so this is going to be something that we will organize by department. If every single department will say, hey, these are our issues. These are the things that we would like to see expanded or some things that we'd like to see improved. And from there, we would talk about what kind of contracts we would like to write.
So I want to get to the department by department concept in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But first, I want to ask you about Illinois State University saying they're staying out of the organizing effort and that they are willing to negotiate once a union is formed, that they have plenty of experience of negotiating with all kinds of unions.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about them staying out of the organizing?
Well, I think that's fair because in the end, we'd like to reduce bias. And we'd like to say this is what the students and the workers of the departments said that they wanted without the interference of, you know, whether or not my boss is going to be concerned of what I'm saying, right? And so in this way, we get more honest answers. And I believe that's probably the right way to go about it, is that we can go about organizing with the graduate workers, and then we can come together and have a conversation once we have that solidified.
So, Eric, what do you want? What are some of the basics you hope to get that graduate students don't have now?
Sure, that's a great question. So in terms of my personal story as being a graduate assistant, I've been on food stamps for about 3 out of the 4 semesters that I was a student, I'm still a student working on my master's thesis, done with coursework, though. And the fact that for a 20-hour appointment, I'm making $9,014. And so keeping in mind that the federal poverty line for one person in the contiguous United States and District of Columbia is $12,140, that's a problem. If you want to have train master's students, and I'm talking about just master's students, and there's the, like we had said, different department by department mm-hmm. Pay grades for their master's students. If they're doing their own coursework, they're doing all of their TA responsibilities with faculty, grading, holding office hours, and on top of that, trying to produce a master's thesis, that living on $9,000 is difficult.
It is a part-time job, though. So where is the actual line here and what, you know, the compensation you should receive? Should it be something as a part-time job, or is that a fair characterization?
I think to characterize the stipends and the work that we do as a part-time job is slightly misleading, because as a graduate student, there's not a very clear time when the workday starts and it ends. And so we have flexibility in when we're doing our grading or doing our assignments, and that's throughout the entire day into 3 o'clock in the morning. There's been several times where I've worked throughout the entire night in Trader Hall. And so the stipends need to act more in terms of like a full-time position that helps us not have to worry about financial burdens dealing with paying rent, paying for groceries. Those kind of financial stresses makes it that much more difficult to do the work that we need to do at Illinois State.
Well, let's back up for a moment. What are the things, for people who don't know, what are the things that graduate assistants do? Trevor?
It depends on what your what your task is. So, for instance, from semester to semester, I have different jobs that I will do. So some semesters I will be teaching multiple sections of microbiology. Some semesters I will be preparing laboratory materials for labs. So I'll pour out the plates, we'll make bacteria. I should say I'm working in a biology laboratory.
Okay.
So my tasks are a little bit different. So even as I work as a teacher, I also grade papers too. Even as I'm working as a prep TA some semesters, we're spending lots of time during the weekdays and the weekends to make sure that everything is organized correctly for our classrooms to be taught well.
How do you go department to department to sort of determine what a pay scale or a stipend, how would you form those baselines?
The first major difference between sociology and biology is that biology has a PhD program and sociology does not. So PhD students are always going to be paid more because their workloads are typically larger. They'll teach entire classes. They're in it for a longer haul, and so they typically get compensated financially better. And in terms of for the master's students in biology versus master's students in sociology, you know, we're assigned 20 hours with a faculty, and it varies from faculty member to faculty member, the kind of work that you end up doing. We still, for what I get to do, we go to all the classes, take notes, we'll hold office hours, make appointments with students, sometimes do all of the grading for a class, proctor exams, and so the graduate assistant is there to help the faculty member adequately teach the students. And so our working conditions as graduate assistants are really the learning conditions for undergraduate students.
All right. So how do you would someone in biology get the same compensation package as somebody in sociology then, or would it be different? I mean, the PhD part of that aside.
I would probably argue that the workloads are going to be the same if you have a 20 hours. And so they're doing the same major three things, working on a thesis, doing their own coursework, and doing the various different tasks for their faculty members.
So there are more similarities than differences, is what I'm hearing, Trevor.
There's definitely similarities when it comes to teaching courses and grading papers. Since a lot of the positions in biology require lab work as opposed to just coursework, the needs can be a little bit different. But regardless, the amount of work I would suggest that is being performed to teach a course and grade a course as opposed to from biology to another department might be similar.
So you've recently reached a threshold in terms of the number of signatures you needed to get to move forward. How are the organizing efforts going?
We are currently in the process of doing a democratic evaluation of what we'd like to have written into our contracts. So as soon as we get a solid base of responses from each department, we can talk about what we'd like to do from there. So we haven't necessarily started negotiations with the university. We haven't brought that conversation forth yet, but we plan to, in the near future, approach that topic.
And with the Service Employees International Union, you've actually filed paperwork saying we want to be a local.
Yes. And so we're right now waiting on a response from the Illinois Educational Labor Relations Board.
Why the SEIU? Why that particular overarching organization to organize under?
Well, in terms of when any union approached me about unionizing efforts, that was the first one. And so at the end of last summer, I had someone come into my office, which I thought was strange because it's the summertime and almost no one's on campus, and they had asked about unionizing. I was very much for it. And in, you know, the 2 years prior, I'd done coursework and my TAing responsibilities and, you know, formulating my thesis, there was not a single word of it. And so I thought that considering that they're wanting to advocate on our behalf and create a conversation about what is working at ISU and what isn't working for graduate assistants, that, you know, choosing that union that approached us was a good choice.
So once you get the responses back from the survey, then what?
Then we might go forth and start talking about how we want to have our contracts written. Now, in terms of the any bureaucratic process that might be happening underneath this all, I'm not entirely certain, but the Illinois Educational Labor Relations Board, of course, has those laid out. So I might not know every single step involved in the bureaucratic side of it, but at least we can talk about concretely, we will be negotiating.
How many different contracts? Is it going to be a different contract for each department?
I imagine that contracts are going to be written as departments need them, yes, because the amount of time to teach how many sections of courses might be different, or the amount. So you might say, okay, 10 hours for this, 10 hours for that. So you have 20 hours total, depending on how many things you're doing. If you're doing prep work, if you're doing teaching, if you're doing full teaching. So the needs of the department, I guess, will determine how the contracts are written.
Did the discussion of taxing compensation or tuition waivers, something that was being discussed earlier this year, which is income a graduate student really never really possesses in terms of a tuition waiver, did that affect this organizing process at all? Did it make it more urgent? Was it just one more thing you had to deal with?
I think it made people realize how important it is to maintain standards for higher education. Excuse me. When people recognized that higher education could be threatened by imposing a tax on tuition waivers and what that might mean for individuals who are working, people recognized, hey, you know, maybe we should actually take a stand and say we do want some degree of standards. We actually do care about how things are handled here. And that did kind of create some attention on what we are doing currently.
What about union dues, and how would those be structured, Eric?
Union dues are typically a very small percentage of whatever kind of gains that the union, through collective bargaining, would be able to get.
And something you wanted to say, Trevor, about dues?
Yeah. In the case of SEIU, union dues would be at 2% of our paycheck. So if we were to raise stipends for our graduate workers, for instance, the union dues would be covered by the stipend raises, we would assume.
And what about the case before the U.S. Supreme Court on whether workers covered by a contract have to pay dues even if they're not members of the union?
Yeah, this is a little bit of an ideological battle, I believe. So I think you're referring to the Janus versus AFCME.
Yeah.
Depending on how the outcome of that case goes, you know, we might have to be creative in terms of how we function as a union. But I generally just don't agree with that because I don't believe that will create functioning unions if that was to actually pass, because either you're going to have an ideology of workers that say, yeah, we all believe that we should have a union that represents us, but should I pay into it? If people believe that they should pay into it, they will, and they will get the representation that they want based on how they support that union. That ultimately, if it does go in favor of Janus, I think we're going to have to rely on the faith of the workers, because if people don't want to pay into the union, they're not going to be able to get the representation that they desire. And that causes a fundamental problem for union membership and functionability. In effect, you wouldn't get out of it what you want.
Okay, Trevor, Eric, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas. We appreciate it.
All right,
thank you so much.
You.
Trevor Rickard and Eric Zadansky are both Illinois State University graduate students and helping to organize a graduate student union. They both say they were approached on campus last summer by members of the Service Employees International Union to consider organizing at ISU. In an email statement, an Illinois State University spokesperson said the university has a long history of negotiating with unions representing personnel in different employment classifications, and that ISU is committed to a fair and equitable educational workplace for all students, faculty, and staff. You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT.